So, you are early to mid-20s and life sucks. That's just what happens, man. So this video I wanted to make for this population of being, early 20s, mid-20s, or even late teens, right? Especially as a man, this is just the fucking reality, man. You're gonna have a harder time, okay? Because, like I say all the time, man is valued for what he can provide and bring. And I've been late teens, early 20s, mid-20s. I'm 35 now. So I can say, when you're in those age brackets, you just don't know what to do. Because at best, the most society has told you is, well, just be yourself. When really all society's trying to do is just get you to fuck away from them and hope you just figure it out. The whole, just be yourself, blah, blah, blah. We all know that's bullshit, okay? Well, it's not bullshit, but the way the advice is given is bullshit. Okay, just be yourself. Well, what do you like to do? Blah, blah, to do that. What society is really telling you, when society is telling you to just be yourself, what they're it's an easy way out of this explanation. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to explain that. What society is really trying to say when they're telling a man, just be yourself. That is a very, 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 very poor, easy way out of essentially saying, learn to be an asshole, but know when to turn it off at the proper times. All right? Learn to have that edge mixed with charisma, mixed with a bit of an asshole, but then know how to turn it off and know how to let it go at the proper times. That's what they're really saying. Because whenever somebody, I remember when I was younger, man, people said, yeah, just be yourself. Just be yourself. What do you like to do? Just be yourself. And so at those ages, you think, well, what do I do to be myself? For me, as an example, I always had a personality where I would always say something silly or stupid, and I could always make people laugh. But what I was lacking, which was what most younger guys lack, is that proper ability to be a proper asshole. Not like just a complete, but okay, even if you're a complete asshole, that can still work. You're just gonna have a rougher time with it, but you're still better off than just being nice in yourself. Society kind of infers that you should just be nice in yourself, and that never fucking works. Like I say, I think I said in older videos, I probably put on Patreon. Society really doesn't fucking care. Society will happily watch you be ran over as a man. Society does not give a fuck about you as a man. And the reason I made this video because I've seen a bunch of other videos in my feed, which for some reason are not coming up now, about guys saying, "Oh, my life sucks at 20. My life sucks at 25." Yeah, society has no problem with you becoming in that situation as a man. See, and most of these videos that I would come across in my feed were always men. Like, every now and then it would be like a girl. Every now and then, but girls, you see, yet another reason why you never take life advice from a girl. Because like what I've said plenty of times before, women's lives are completely front loaded. Even the ugliest fat woman is going to have some guy coming around to at minimum validate her to be at least for a sex partner. You see? At minimum, at absolute minimum. So with that being said, she's at least getting validation just because of her existence. Whereas men, nobody's coming up to you trying to offer you shit. But women, so this is another reason why you never take life advice from a woman, because a woman doesn't understand life. By the time a woman starts to understand life, she's bitter about it. She's bitter about it. She's mad about it. And you don't ever want to talk to them. But for you, as a guy, unless you're going to pick up something heavy or do some other odd job nobody else wants to do, clean up something that smells like shit or something like that, unless you're doing that, society does not give a fuck about you. And this is a brutal truth you have to understand, accept, and then figure out what works for you to get you out of that rut. All right. And some guys, it may work in 5 minutes. Some guys, it may take 5 months. Sometimes some guys, it may take 5 years. But the thing is, as guys, we can always you as guys, we can always fix it and come out of that. Now, on the flip side with women, once women fuck up, they never very rarely do they get back up and truly, genuinely be something decent again. But yeah, back to the topic of life sucks in your early 20s. Yeah, it's going to suck as a guy. For the most part, unless you have unnaturally great looks, or your family is rich, because you're not going to have any money because you're young. You don't have anything in 1920. You know, well, nowadays there are starting to come, you know, these YouTube stars, and you know that's starting to happen a lot more. But I'm thinking back when I was 19. Unless you had really good looks, or your family had money, or you were just unnaturally big and could run real fast with a ball or some shit like that, like you society doesn't care what happens to you, all right? Society at best, older women are gonna look at you and say, "Oh, he might be something one day, but he ain't worth shit now." At best, this is what I still remember. I remember back when I was 19. That's what the fuck happened. And as young men, we're like, well, what happened? What the fuck do I do? Nobody likes me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. As a man, again, you have to walk into the room. You have to pretty much damn near be like the same mentality as James Bond. Like, go and watch any James Bond movie and just that, watch how he carries himself. Anybody, it doesn't matter who played him. Just watch any James Bond movie and notice how that motherfucker always... he may not even know what he's doing, but he just carries himself with a certain amount of calm, like he knows what's going on and what to do. That's what society wants from you. They want you as a man to just generally be in control of some part of yourself, right? And now the good thing is about where society's going now. Now that women found out that you can make money off video games, now bitches are trying to hop on Twitch with their tits, boobs hanging out and shit like that. But see, when I was coming up, oh, video games and comic books? Oh, no. It wasn't cool at all to like Spider-Man back then. It wasn't cool at all to play video. If they like video games, they kept it quiet. You see, now it's becoming more of a normalized thing. Probably because a lot of people from my generation grew up on it, and now we're all 35 and 40, and now we're all and a lot of us are still playing video. A good friend of mine, he's a teacher. He's a university professor, and he still plays. We still play Madden. Right? Speaking of that, by the way, Madden fucking sucks. They need to fucking just give up. But that's a whole other topic. If y'all can't tell, man, I'm sick, man. I'm drinking this tea. I'm sick. Which I'm not a fan of tea, but my girl got this plant, and we made a tea out of it, and that shit worked great last night, so that's why I'm still drinking it. But anyway, yeah, so as a man, like, you have to provide something. And now the good part is about nowadays, you guys have a lot more options than I had when I was 19, 20, 21, 22, which now sound like my father. Like, you guys have so many more options. You guys have the internet. With the internet... The good part is there's a lot more options. The bad part is the internet can be flooded with other people doing the same shit. So, but again, you do have options. They're much more, I'd say, easier options. It's easier for you guys to start something. Whereas when I was coming up, there was no such thing as, you know, there was no such thing as very as anybody, you know, starting anything on their own, unless it was like a lawn cutting grass. Some shit like that. And at that point, you had to grow up with a lawnmower and know how to cut grass and do that. So, like, we just didn't have that. But anyway, that's the whole side. Anyway, back to you guys. The younger guys, life is going to suck, man. Life is going to suck. Okay? These are the years, I'd say roughly from 6, roughly about 15. I'd say from 15 to about 26. These are the years that you have to take to just kind of be a silent watcher. I mean, you'll stumble on some pussy from time to time. You'll stumble on to a girlfriend and get a girlfriend here or there. But don't ever worry about trying to keep a girlfriend or try to make a marriage material. If it happens, okay. But don't make that your number one, man. Between 16, I say 25, 26, between those ages, those are the years that your number one goal should be to be a quiet observer and learner. Just learn. Watch what people are doing. Watch what the older people are doing. And then if you find somebody like me or somebody better than me who you can talk to and share thoughts and bounce thoughts off with, find people like us and bounce those thoughts that you have off on us, and we'll help you out. Go find that older man in your life, that older dude in your life, father, uncle, whoever you feel like you can talk to. If you have anybody, go find them and ask them, what do they think, right? Because here's the thing, because even a lot of blue pill dudes, if you go up to them and ask them, a lot of them will tell you some red pill shit. Even though they'll be doing blue pill shit, they'll tell you red pill shit. I've seen that happen too. But yeah, these between 16 and 25, these are the years where your number one thing should be to be a quiet observer. Because those girls in your age brackets, they're trying to fuck dudes like me, a little lower, a little and much higher. Okay, those girls between 16 and 25, they trying to fuck ADs and motherfuckers better than AD. All right. Because y'all are really equal, but her, you know, her just being a fertile woman puts her, you know, higher up on the list. So, like I said, talk to women, but talk more as a learning perspective, right? Talk to them more from an actual learning perspective, but especially between the ages of 16 and 25, I would say this. Do not get into any type of relationship with a woman where something legal can be used against you. Like, don't get married to one. Don't have a child before 26. I really say before 30. I think it should be illegal to get married until you're 30 years old as a man. Women are already at 15, because that's just what bitches do. You know, when a woman hits the age of 15, she has reached her fucking height and everything, and the rest of her life is just trying to mimic that time period again. Between 15 and 18, the rest of her life is spent trying to recreate that age group again. But do it in the proper manner of balancing, you know, trying to appear to look to sound like she's older and mature while still trying to keep her skin tight and, you know, and wearing tighter and tighter pants every year and all that shit. But yeah, those years, 16 to 25, at least for men, just be an observer. Okay. Don't compare yourself with other men. Don't go, because comparison is the thief of joy, man. Don't compare yourself with anybody. I say, don't passionately compare yourself. Just kind of look and see what other people are doing, see what they're doing, and, you know, accept it and move on. Keep moving. Because also, the other thing is this, man. Life is fucking crazy, okay? You know how many dudes out there went to Ivy League schools and did this and that, and their whole lives they never did too far above average in life. And then you got other dudes who, you know, went the most wildest, crazy routes, and they just, you know, excel completely because of how life played out. I mean, yeah, you can have a life plan, but in the other instance, man, like, life will just be crazy, all right? And life will take off on you whether if you're ready or not, in either direction. So, and this is why I say don't let money define you. Don't let money be the number one goal in why you do anything. Because any man, and especially nowadays, like I said before, the internet, anything is possible. Motherfuckers, make a YouTube channel about something nobody likes, right? But then one motherfucker comes and mentions your name and says one thing about it, and it, your channel could fucking suck balls, but somebody else can find it, and they might have made a joke out of it or something, and next thing you know, now you bringing in, you know, tons of money. You know what I'm saying? But you never would have made it there if you had to let that money control you from the start and do some whack ass shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, life is just crazy, man. Life is fucking crazy. So don't let money be the ultimate defining goal in your life. That's what I would tell you. I mean, still work and shit like that, you know, work on yourself and all that, but don't let money be the number one motivator, man, because life will take a fucking wild turn on you when you least expect it. Trust. You know how many dudes worked their fucking ass off and did everything right and got the wife and kid and blah, 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 and then the wife left him and took the house and took the car, and he ended up in jail because he can't afford the child support, but then he's in jail, so now he's getting even further behind on child support while he couldn't afford it from the beginning. You know how many times that shit happens, man? Like, let that money shit go, man. Manage it, you know, to the best of your ability, but don't fully rely on that to define you as a human, all right? And, oh, And I've been meaning to talk about the leap of faith thing. So the leap of faith, every guy is going to have to eventually have to reach this, right? Well, I say most guys, because the leap of faith, and from how I think of it, is this, man. Everything that men are told from society is completely fucking wrong, right? Everything. Everything that we are taught as little boys is the exact fucking opposite, pretty much the exact opposite of how you should be in the world on average. And with women, it doesn't really matter what you tell them because once they get old enough and once they realize they're cute, they're gonna go their own way anyway. So it doesn't really matter what you tell, a woman. Once the girl figures out she's cute, oh, the world doesn't matter. It's just about her being cute, and everything else falls under that. You see what I'm saying? So like, see, women never really have to face that leap of faith. It's more about what they want or what they think they want, and that's it. But see, men, we have to take a leap of faith because men have to take a leap of faith because we have to think a lot more about a lot more things. See, we, like I say all the time, men are the loving and caring ones. Women are not loving and caring. For women, it's about what they want. And then I say number one with women is what they think they want. Then after that, it's okay, how is this going to affect my social status? Will people think lesser of me if I do this and do that and this? You see what I'm saying? That's a woman's thing. See, and number one, well, at first, number one is what I want as a man, but then we finally hit the thing like, oh, there's always going to be a guy who's taller, better, faster, smarter, has more money than me. So now I got to rely on something else. Now I got to rely on my personality or rely on how good I do of a job at something. Now I put my pride in other things. You see, we have to take that whole other route. While at the same time, let's see now that we face that reality at a younger age, now we know what that other dude's going through. You see what I'm saying? Because we hit that reality, that reality, see, that reality. Just because you want to date the hot bitch, when we're in 11th grade, when we're in 11th grade, we want to date that hot bitch that's a senior, that's in 12th grade, right? Well, I'm speaking for those of you in America. We want to date, because she's really the hot one. But we find out real quick, yeah, she ain't fucking with me. She gonna fuck with the football player or something like that. So we get that reality check much sooner. Whereas now, let's say on the flip side, let's say that girl in 11th grade, she wants that 12th grade senior. Oh, she's at least going to get some dick thrown her way. So she'll at least get some validation. See, so women never face reality, which also leads us to women never really having to take a serious leap of faith. And that leap of faith for men, from how I grew up, is okay, all my life I was told just be yourself, just be kind and nice, just be yourself and be nice and kind, and it'll all work out. Right. And then for me, that leap of faith was not only one, accepting that was a total lie, and then two, actually doing something in the real world about it, actually changing, deprogramming yourself from the blue pill type of shit. That's a hard leap of faith, man. For me, it was. That was a hard, because you're in a territory now where you don't know what to expect. You don't know, you just don't know what to expect. You've never been here before. And then, so for me, the next step was the sad reality of okay, this, for me, it was a sad reality that becoming genuinely, that whole dream of genuinely free and happy with a woman usually will never ever work out too long. Okay. That's the woman's position, to be genuinely free and let go of stuff and just do. See, because woman is raised on doing what she, well, okay, correction. Well, no, that too. Woman is raised on doing what she wants to do, and especially after she finds out she's pretty. Oh yeah, she just does what she wants to do. She always has somebody waiting on her, but she does what she wants to do. Whereas, see, guys, like I said, guys, we don't, we're the opposite way. We have to build and become Then we, later on in life, then we get to do what we want to do, and then we'll always have somebody sitting over there waiting on us. It's an opposite, it's an opposite timetable. But the next step of after growing in that form of leap of faith, like I said, deprogramming the blue pill, deprogramming all the bullshit teachers and counselors in school taught you when you were coming up, is becoming true. Like, as a man, you always have to manage the relationship with the woman. You always have to be the one who is on top of shit. Because if you're not on top of shit, she's going to fuck you over fast, even faster. You have to be the one to pick up on all the little signs and warning signs of what she's doing, how she react to this, and blah, blah. Is she trying to do this and that? You have to be, it's up to you. It is always, that is a full-time entrepreneurial employment for yourself. Like, you have to be, it's up to you to always, and then when you start to lack and fuck that up, oh, she's going to run over you. Just, you might as well just accept that. If you fuck around and start letting her get away with too much shit, and oh, yeah, she's, because your woman is a child. Because like I said earlier, one woman is so used to, like a child, she's used to doing what she wants to do. She never has to stop and think, because why? She has a vagina. Somebody's always sitting over there ready to give her some more dick. So she knows. You see what I'm saying? She knows. So by the time y'all both in this position of trying to manage shit, you as a man, you always have to be in that relationship with the eagle's eye view down on it. You always have to be the one looking down from that eagle position while she's down here, you know, being a fucking what they eat, weasels or rats or some shit. Like, she's down there thinking she's running shit as a rat. You have to have that eagle's eye view. And see, once you end up in that eagle's eye view over it and just looking down on it, now you are in a much better position. But see, again, when I was younger, we didn't, like, I'm pretty sure red pill shit like that didn't fucking exist, man. If it did, I didn't know anything about it. Or MGTOW and all that shit, it didn't exist. See, when I came up, we were fucking raised to just follow bitches. Not really follow, well, yeah, woman's always right, blah, blah, blah. If something's wrong, it's the man's fault. You know, TVs and media always show man as the fucking, the TV and media always shows family men as being a fucking clown and a fucking idiot. So you are programmed for this shit. How many fucking family shows, count seriously, how many shows that have a family in it show the man as intelligent? How many shows a man as actually, you know, knowing what the fuck he's talking about and doing some smart shit? Most of that I can think of, the man's always a fucking idiot. He doesn't know some shit. The woman who really had all the wisdom, blah, blah, which is the complete fucking opposite of reality. It's the complete opposite of reality. At minimum. All right. At fucking minimum. But yeah, anyway, that's the video, man, because I'm sick, and I could tell when I start getting sick, it's harder for me to think, like, on more, you know, complex, intricate levels and shit. So yeah, hope this video made sense, because I just ramble a lot. But yeah, that's the video, man. Y'all have a good day. Bye.